With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities are struggling to get supplies to isolated areas across the southeast in the wake of the hurricane. The death toll from the storm continues to rise, now at 132. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he wants to remove all the red tape so people can get back on their feet sooner.
When you have extenuating circumstances like this, we cannot try to prevent somebody from getting back on their feet at all from a government perspective. So we're clearing the bureaucracy out, and we want people to be able to get the job done.
DeSantis says the state is helping to evacuate people from an area in North Carolina that are inaccessible.
When you have something like this happen, to sever the roads and the bridges and a lot of the things that happen, I mean, basically, I don't think they have any major way to even get out of a lot of those western North Carolina places right now. That's going to require us doing the air mission. So that's why we're doing it.
And President Biden set to travel to North Carolina Wednesday for an aerial survey of the damage. Also at SRNnews.com, the two presidential candidates getting ready to go at it.
Both Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz have engaged in traditional preparation, complete with mock debate sessions. Vance was prepping and practicing in Ohio, with Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer standing in for Walz. On the Democratic side, Walz also worked with the stand-in, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. CBS will host the 90-minute debate Tuesday night at its broadcast center here in Manhattan. Greg Clugston, New York.
More now on the story, the storm in the southeast. Meteorologists have calculated more than 40 trillion gallons of rain drenched the area. It's an unheard-of amount of water that has stunned experts. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has some unusual thoughts about sex ed.
The nation's largest abortion business also produces a sexual education curriculum for schools, and as you might expect, it presents abortion in a very positive light. But American Life League has been perusing Planned Parenthood's latest guidebook for teachers and reports that it also refers to prostitution as a form of, quote, interpersonal relationship. Additionally, the Planned Parenthood curriculum states that abstinence is unrealistic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion activists courting Latino voters through door knocking and Spanish language spots. They say the fast-growing group could determine the outcome of abortion ballot measures across the U.S., especially Arizona and Florida, with the large Hispanic populations. A recent poll indicates, despite their allegiance to the Catholic Church, a majority of Latinos want abortion to be legal in most cases. This is SRN News. FBI settling a class action lawsuit.
The FBI agrees to pay $22 million to settle claims of sexual discrimination at its training academy. The class action lawsuit alleged that female recruits were singled out for dismissal in training and routinely harassed by instructors with sexually charged comments, false allegations of infidelity, and the need to take birth control to control their mood. The lawsuit contends that female recruits had been subjected to a hostile working environment in which they were judged more harshly than their male peers. I'm Shelley Adler.
Attorneys for New York City Mayor Eric Adams urging a federal judge to dismiss the bribery charge brought against him last week. Lawyers accuse zealous prosecutors of leveling an extraordinary vague allegation that does not rise to the level of federal crime. Mayor due back in court on Wednesday. More details at SRNnews.com.